5. The following program is paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Everybody doing out there? Welcome to Tony Mart Presents Music, Food, Fun, Travel. Let the good times roll in. We are peaking. We are coming to a peak, however you want to say it. It's summertime. We're celebrating great, great concerts this week with two of the finest bands in the history of New Orleans. Their headliner, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners. Incredible show. Oh my God. On the beach last night, on the boardwalk Wednesday night, great. It was really good, but there's just no way to eclipse the magic, the unique ambiance. It was a good crowd, but not a huge crowd, only about 900 plus last night. The week before was about 1,200 for John Cafferty. But it's very comfortable, and there is parking. It's just a question of how far you want to walk versus how early you want to get there. The earlier you get there, the less you have to walk. But there is parking, and it's certainly worth it, especially at zero. And by the way, our good friends at the North End Grill are serving some savory barbecue and sides and mac and cheese right there. You know, they're right around the corner from where the concerts are on Bay Avenue, the Legacy Concerts on the beach in Summers Point, every Friday through the 11th of September, when we have the Girls Can't Help It and Hawkins Cove, a double down to finish. That's the band Red, Patty Balbo, the incredibly talented Patty Balbo, who will also be featured on the Mitch Ryder show this week. And, you know, the thing about that is it's so much more. Mitch Ryder is one of the greatest rock stars alive at 81 years old, and he does a phenomenal job. But it isn't just him. It's all of those great Tony Mart, the great Tony Mart All-Stars. And they really came through on Thursday night. We had a little birthday party at Josie Kelly's. And, you know, of course, Billy Walton was in control because that's his regular Thursday night. He and the wonderful, lovely, and super talented and really just vivacious and wonderful on stage. Great stage presence. Tony Teschner, Billy Walton and Tony Teschner are at Josie Kelly's every Thursday night. And then down with my friend Eddie at the Point Tiki Bar and Nightclub, the most gorgeous outdoor nightclubs in South Jersey. You have the Soul Crusaders. Soul Cruisers, right. There used to be a band called the Jazz Crusaders. This is the Soul Cruisers. And all of their dance music and Motown and the Sound of Philadelphia, which you're going to see the original members of the Teddy Pendergrass Band on the boardwalk September 2nd. You want to talk about the Sound of Philadelphia. Anyway, our dear friends at the Point, they are presenting sponsors of the Legacy Concerts on the beach in Summers Point. They are great, great people. We had a phenomenal Jersey gumbo with them, and we had a phenomenal birthday party with Kathleen Lloyd and Dermot. I asked her to try to call in so we could thank her on the air this morning. What a great time we had. And Billy Walton took the reins, but he was accompanied by a bevy of great Tony Mart All-Stars. I just want to say, as I said, it was really nice. We had a lot of great moments, Tony Mart recollections and great music, fantastic food, a buffet that Kathleen Lloyd and Dermot put out at Josie Kelly's with, like, the fresh fish and chips and all of that. It was really, really good. Beautiful fresh salad with homemade dressings. Really an excellent buffet. Everybody enjoyed it. And, of course, Frank Formica came in with these really delectable, authentic Italian pastries from Formica Freitag Bakery. And then, of course, we had to have a gigantic rum cake and cookies. But I did say at the beginning of the show, and I want at the beginning of the night, and I want to say it again. Most people who know us know Nancy and I do not have children. But I did say this. I don't know if I would want my son to be a guitar player. Okay, I'm not sure about that. But I do know that if I had a son, I would want him to be like Billy Walton. We love Billy so much, and he loves us. He is the prince of the Tony Mart family, and he is a big, big part of everything we do. And he provided the sound system complimentary, and he ran the show as musical director and did a phenomenal performance. About 200 people, just nice. Nice enough to be a good party, and not too much, And, of course, so many of our friends and the Tony Mart team were all there, people that work, all the time to help us. Like we never talk about Pete Bereka, Pete the floor man. I call him Pete the sweet. John LaRoe, Laura Kiter. You're going to hear more and more about her because she's a big part of Tony Mart Cares right now, helping me keep all of that together because Nancy has so much to do. We have to have help. And she has a really talented family. She has Will Kiter, who's in Twisted Living, one of the hottest blues rock bands in New Jersey right now, emerging. And also in the Exceptions, PJ Kiter, her son PJ, is the trumpeter in that hot band, The Exceptions. But Billy Walton just tore it apart. And then Danny Iyer, another iconic. These guys are world class. And they're all Tony Mart All-Stars. Billy Walton, of course, is way beyond, East Coast, regional, Great Britain, Germany. I mean, he is really, really becoming very popular all over. He's so great. But Danny Iyer came up from the Tuckahoe Inn, where he does his usual 4 to 7 gig on Wednesdays, which is a nice gig to go to. And then by 8:30, he was on stage, and that enabled them to do some tremendous things, including While My Guitar Gently Weeps, which they did at the end, which is incredible, and a tribute to Ernie Triunfo. I have to stop talking about stuff like this. I don't want to cry on the air. It's not really professional. Sharon Garner did some tremendous blues, sang the blues to me, and I really appreciate it. She did a Jimmy Reed tune that was really great, and then she did a Freddie King tune because she's a Texas girl, and Freddie King was one of the people that practically invented blues rock. I want you to know that Eric Clapton has made a living often doing Freddie King songs. Sharon did one of those. We have to thank our tremendous bass player. Rich Megahertz Kurtz was in Vermont on vacation. But we had Walter Sapsai, who is really second call now, absolutely great bass player. Billy loves playing with him. And old school Jimmy Glenn, in addition to Tony Teschner. And also Big Bob Arnotto, who I believe is playing with the Brandon Ireland band tonight up at McGettigan's, I think their gig is. Big Bob Arnotto did Sympathy for the Devil with Billy Walton. These are the moments of our lives. And, of course, it was free. It was all free, like it's all going to be free next week at the Mitch Ryder Show. But before we go there, I just want to again thank Kathleen and Dermot Lloyd and say something about, what they do. I was talking to someone yesterday who's in the food business. He said they deserve so much credit because they established a real, authentic Irish pub. And they maintained it and worked very hard. It's a very tough business. Kathleen works so hard, and Dermot is so cool. And the people that they have, I can never remember her full name. I think it's Tracy Lynn. Anyway, she's a beautiful brunette that works the back bar in the music room. And she was at our concert last night, came up and said hi to me on the beach. Anyway, they are so great. And, they've got all that, the draft beer. They know how to handle the cold draft beer. Nancy loves the cold harp out of the tap over there. And I'll have a Smithwick's, and a lot of people want that Guinness done the right way. They also have a good wine selection. And you can only say that about certain places because there's a lot of bad wine around, let me tell you, at over the bar, you know. So I had a great wine around at the Circle Liquor Store, I do want to thank them for being our sponsor and being probably the greatest independent liquor store in the world, certainly the best in the state of New Jersey. And they are doing so many things. And one of the things that I will come back to and talk about is not that they're doing delivery, I believe, Longport, Ocean City, Northfield, Lynnwood, Summers Point, and they're also hooked into one of the food delivery deals, which is another really cool thing that you can get at Circle Liquor Store, delivery through, I'm not sure what it is, so I'm going to double check it and then tell you about it. You know you're going to be able to get the cocktail in a can, the seltzer, the hard seltzer, the micro brew, the summer craft beer that you want because they have such a huge selection. Jordan, the craft beer guy, is immensely knowledgeable. And if he doesn't have it, he'll get it for you. And he'll get it pretty damn quick because everybody wants to take care of. All the distributors want to take care of Circle Liquor Store. It is the preeminent liquor store, and we cannot thank them enough. And the community cannot thank them enough. They do so much for the community. They never say no. They're always helping people, and it's a tremendous thing that they do. As far as the wines go, I think we're going to have the Wine Goddess back next Saturday, August 1st. That's Julia Stacy Riley, who was at the party partying with us. We all had a hell of a time Thursday night. Almost all of the Tony Mark team and staff and a lot of great people. But Julia was there, and she'll be here with us and talk about the wines, all of these great wines that are available, and we're going to, I believe, we're going to talk a little bit about Spanish wines and cavas you know, the Spanish sparkling wines, and a little bit about some choices to make sangria. I want to make some sangria. It's a great time of the year. You know, in Sicily, they don't call it sangria, but they make the wine, and the old Sicilians, whatever old Italians are left that are out there listening, you remember, you know, the pictures of the wine with the fruit. These Jersey peaches are just perfect for that, and the plums. And the thing about it is you can put booze in it. You can put liquor in it, the sangria, or you cannot. Now, I'm diabetic, so therefore I do not put any liquor because, you know, that's not good for me. Now, a little wine, it's not so bad. However, there is the King Juan Carlos, I believe it is. You can ask Jordan or JM or our wine master, Chester Malloy, what is that famous Spanish brandy? It's like the cognac of Spain. That's what belongs in sangria. If you're going to put, that would be the number one choice. But rums are great in there as well, especially if you like a certain type of rum. So we'll get into that next week. Warm weather things. We're going to get some warm, keep some warm weather going. Sangria, cavas, proseccos. Somebody called Nancy and said, I want to buy you and Carmen something for your birthdays. What do you want? What do you want me to get? I don't want to get the wrong thing. I said, just go over to the Circle and get a bottle of Bel Casal Prosecco. You can't possibly go wrong. And the Ville Arnau from Barcelona has that beautiful package. These are great, inexpensive things. And how about if you want a nice, drinkable Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley? A $60 to $70 bottle retail for $30 at the Circle Liquor Store. It's all Napa Cabernet Sauvignon for $30. Nichols. It's called Nichols. And, you know, at that price, you can buy two for $60, you know. I mean, it's kind of hard to just buy one bottle of wine if you got a few wine drinkers around. And then you can add some of those great white burgundies and those Pinot Grigios and so many things. Just go talk to the brilliant and knowledgeable Chester Malloy. He is really impressive. And while we're on the subject of wine, how about our wine connoisseur, Mr. He showed his face at Jersey Gumbo, Rich Gerber. Great guy, so knowledgeable about wine. A pleasure to sit and talk with. You can give him a call. You can have a glass of wine. You can meet him. He'll come to your house. You can go to his office. But he is seriously, he doesn't like me to say this, but approaching 50 years of experience and knowledge in the area of finance, in the area of secure investment, long-term care planning, steady income, blueprint, a plan for steady income using the multi-year guaranteed annuities, the long-term annuities, structured and staggered annuities. And he knows all about the IRA and pension situations and can be very, very, you know, rolling over your IRA into something like this is very, very important. And Rich is an expert. Rich Gerber Insurance, 327 Central Avenue, Suite 101, Lynnwood, New Jersey, 08221. Go see Richard, 609-653-9101. And Richard will talk to you about your family and your needs, and also about transitioning in Medicare and tax smart tax income strategies and planning for market volatility. God knows we have some market volatility. But he's the guy that can navigate you through. He's a great guy. And Richard, I'm so glad you came and saw us at Jersey Gumbo. And we want to see you again. We'll have some wine and we'll have a good time. We're going to do the sponsor party. If you are a sponsor of the Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point, you get to come to the party at North End Grill on Friday the 21st of August. And performing that night, of course, on the beach, who else but the prince of the Tony Mart family, the great Billy Walton, and our own plaid salmon horns. And again, we come back to the Kiter boys. It's so exciting to have this great talent and their momager, Laura Kiter, who we just love so much. Sharon Gardner and I were just talking last night, hanging out, drinking. I better shut up. Okay, so anyway, we love Laura Kiter and her kids, Will Kiter. And how about P.J. Kiter? And they're all in the plaid salmon horns, and they're going to kick butt with Billy Walton, not only on the beach at the Billy Walton concert the night of the sponsor party. Again, if you're a sponsor, and if you want to be a sponsor, get a couple of your friends together and put together a $500 check that's tax deductible made out to Tony Mark Cares. Unfortunately, we have had to continue in our fundraising, and we're going to do another special fundraising night. But to become a sponsor and come and party with us at the North End Grill, all kinds of great food and barbecue, and maybe a little bit of pasta too. We like to make our own pasta dish for everybody. It's a tradition. And then another real honor for Billy Walton, and this is something you should all mark on your calendars, even if you're not a regular going to the Atlantic City, because it's only in Atlantic City. This week and next week, I did double down shows, Wednesday and Friday, with George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners and the great Papa John Groh. But next week it's going to be with Mitch Ryder, who will be joining us soon. And it's going to be the Tony Mart All-Stars and just a tremendous show before and after, with Mitch starring in the middle. And on the 19th of August, only in Atlantic City, do yourself a favor and see another living icon. You know, Mitch Ryder is a living icon at 81 years old, approaching 80. I'm not sure his exact age. Is Booker T. Jones. Booker T. and the MGs out of Memphis's Stax Records were one of the most monumental influences on what they call rock and soul, and Billy loves rock and soul. So I gave Billy the honor of opening for the great Booker T. Jones. Please understand, Booker T. and the MGs, Stax Records, Memphis, the Blues Brothers, okay? 70% of what the Blues Brothers did, what came out of Stax Records, and you know the song. I mean, starting with Mustang Sally. Everybody knows that. It's a cliche. But Green Onions was the song that all the bands played for a break song. But, I mean, Knock on Wood, Midnight Hour, Try a Little Tenderness with Otis Redding, Johnny Taylor, Disco Lady, Who's Making Love with Your Old Lady. These are some of the greatest, the disco, all the way through from the early 60s at Tony Mart's, all the way through to the disco era. Booker T. Jones, Booker T. and the MGs were the house band in Memphis at Stax Records. Hold On, I'm Coming, Sam and Dave. I could go on all day. And to see him, he is in beautiful shape. He's great. He sings so well, and he magnificently plays the Hammond organ. I mean, when Big Mike Finnegan was alive, God rest his soul, in Booker T. and the Phantom Blues Band, I said to Finnegan, it was so great. And by the way, Billy Walton has an album called Wish for What You Want, which has Big Mike Finnegan. He was like 27 years the musical director for Crosby, Stills, and Nash, a major, major L.A. studio guy. And I asked him, I said, is that you, Finnegan, on Love the One You're With? Because it's a famous B3 solo that comes off of the chorus, off the bridge. He said, no, Carm, that was Booker T. Jones. We get to do this. This is the story of our lives. We love it. This is why I'm having a great, great birthday. But the Tony Mart All-Stars, they all are going to be featured. And you can see it Wednesday night on the boardwalk at 7 o'clock. You can see it Friday night at the, you know, unique and magical concerts on the beach in Summers Point. Mitch Ryder and the Tony Mart All-Stars, which means Danny Eyer. You have not lived until you've heard Danny Eyer do the Beatles' Dear Prudence and the Leon Russell version of With a Little Help from My Friends. And Patti Balbo and Big Bob Ernanto and Rich Megahertz Kurtz and old school Jimmy Glenn doing Rosalita. That's all part of the show. But the headliner, the feature, is truly one of the greatest rock stars alive. And we're honored to be working with him now for the second year. Played for my father in August of 1965 as the band that he was able to get to replace Levon and the Hawks, which became the band. Bob Dylan and the band, we were lucky enough for Labor Day weekend 1965 to get the great Mitch Ryder. Welcome to the show, Mitch.
Thank you very much. That's a pretty good introduction.
We love having you, man. We're so happy. How you feeling?
I feel good. We've moved into a new home and we're decorating right now. And there's a lot of chaos connected with that, as you know. Other than that, we're fine.
Great. Well,
same as last year.
We're welcoming you back to the Jersey Shore. And I already spoke to Chef Michael over at the Tropicana at Il Verde, and he will have your gnocchi bolognese ready for you, okay? I know you want that, man. Spend time with you and your charming wife, maybe.
There's something about Jersey. There's so many Italian good cooks in Jersey. What's going on there?
Yeah, you're right, man. It's because it's our life, and we'll have those great subs too. My family's White House subs. Everybody goes crazy for those. Mitch, I'm out on a blues cruise in Mexico, and these guys come up to me and say, you're the guy that got us those sandwiches, you know.
All right. That's a good reputation.
We had George Porter here over the weekend, and his lady friend said, boy, that was the best roast beef sandwich. I said, that wasn't a roast beef sandwich. That was an Atlantic City cheesesteak, baby.
Well, you can't blame her. She's a foreigner.
She's from New Orleans. They don't. Yeah, well, she's originally from Connecticut, but she said she kind of lost the feel. I want to define.
Oh yeah.
I want to ask you to define a little bit the sound. You know, in 1965, you told me you were in New York City with the Detroit Wheels, and I believe Devil with the Blue Dress was cut and you were promoting it. How would you characterize that sound that you were performing and recording?
Well, as I've said many times, and it's no fault of anybody's but fame, I've been asked that question. We here define it as basically my schooling. My learning of music, I was in high school, I was in the choir, and I was singing, studying classical music with a teacher. and made the switch just by listening to the radio to rhythm and blues. And so I became an avid fan of rhythm and blues, and that was what I was, the school I went to. I went to a lot of black clubs and sang in an all-black group and got involved in black churches and just studying the culture and the music. And the boys in the band were more like, I want to be a Beatle, you know. I want to do the British Invasion, but the American version. And when we put those two sounds together, we ended up with something like Devil with a Blue Dress On, because it is sort of absolutely rock and roll, but it's also rhythm and blues. If you listen closely, that's what I'm singing, and that's what the band is doing. So that's how that happened.
That's how you wound up covering that old blues song that you made into a rock and roll hit, right? I'm trying to think of which one.
Jenny Take a Ride.
Jenny Take a Ride. And Good Golly Miss Molly. No, not that one. Which one am I? I'm thinking of.
You're thinking of CC Rider. Jenny Take a Ride.
You put them together, which was one of your most brilliant moves, doing having PC Rider and Jenny Take a Ride. PC Rider goes back right to like the turning of the 19th to the 20th century. It's that clear.
Yes, it does. A very, very old blues song, but there's an interesting story behind that. We were cutting the entire first album, the live album, and in the studio were our guests, Brian Jones and Keith Richards, I believe, from the Rolling Stones. And they were just breaking out in America. They were in the studio watching us, listening to us. And they're the ones that told Bob Crew, our producer, that, you know, you need to put that out as your single. And he did not make that our first single, and he did not meet success. But when he put it out as the second single after the first one failed, it was an enormous hit and our first top 10 record. So you can thank the Rolling Stones for that one. And that started our career, yeah.
That was your first top 10 record, Jenny Take a Ride and CC Rider.
Yeah, that's correct.
So great. So fantastic. These are the songs of our lives. Mitch, when you get up there on the stage and sing those songs, you're singing the songs of our lives, man.
These are the memories we take with us, you know. This is what we have. I'm not going to be taking any music that doesn't involve memories of very monumental things that happened in my past. That's how we connect. This is one of the ways we connect to our life and the time we spent here on Earth is music. But also relationships are right there as well. There's very few men or women that can say they have more than two or three friends, genuine friends. And yet you've got people saying out loud, or on the internet, I've got a million friends. I'm going, oh, yeah, pal, go on. Ask them each for a dollar, see what happens. So,
you have millions of
friends.
I really appreciate the way you connected that for me. You know, your background in the church and the gospel, and, you know, your band wanting to ride the wave of the British invasion, and how you put the two of them together. You know, Mitch, I'm trying to come up with a couple of songs for the band to play after you or before you. And I'm trying to think, you know, what songs define that sound. And I came up with some of the harder edged British invasion stuff, like the Kinks and the Rolling Stones. You know, I can always fall backward to Levon and the Hawks. They were playing Rockabilly Little Eyes of Jade in Tony Martin's before you played there.
No, you're quite right. But at that point, I believe the leader was a Canadian guy, right?
Right. Well, Levon Helm was the guy that was one of the leaders, and the other one was, of course, Robbie Robertson, but you're talking about Ronnie Hawkins, the Canadian rockabilly star, right?
Right.
The Hawk.
That's who they were working with before they came and created the band. And, you know, I got to meet him. He invited me to come to his studio in Woodstock. And I did go up there, and we did perform in his he had a little jam session he would put on for the public once in a while. And there were bleachers there. And so we went and did that, and I sat and talked to him. You're right, the barn.
The barn. Levon called it the barn, yeah. You know, I love talking with you, and I'm really looking forward. I already told Gregory's in Summers Point, expect us to bring Megan and Mitch over for a nice lunch or dinner. I already told the guys at the Tropicana, this is special for me because I get to hang out with you. And you just gave me a great, great idea. You just solved something I've been struggling with. The song for us to do before we bring you on is the one that Ronnie Hawkins did in The Last Waltz. Who Do You Love? I think it's a Bo Diddley song. Okay?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
How do you like that? I think that might be a perfect one to do before we bring up the great Mitch Ryder.
Yeah, that's good. I like the story about Bo Diddley when he was singing, and one of his ex-wives came in and got a front row seat. About halfway through the show, she stood up and shot him in the leg with a gun. But I had a radio show at one point, and I did an interview with Bo Diddley, and he was working on the engine of his car while he took the call. And every once in a while, he'd cut his finger or something. You could hear the outrageous language. You know, when you had to censor everything, you know. Yeah, but it was a great interview. It was great.
Those of us who know a little bit about him know how crazy he was. That's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I knew all those guys. Wilson Pickett and I did a national tour together. It was during the riots, and it was meant to bring the two cultures together, the white and the black culture. And we did sort of succeed with that. We were 13 cities, and I took my big band, and he took his big band, and we did that tour. And it did help a little bit, whatever we could do to make things better, you know, or calmer. It was a crazy time, you know, in the 60s.
Yeah, well, Wilson Pickett is another one that had a reputation for crazy. I know Irma Thomas's husband was on a blues cruise with him, and he was so angry because he said, Wilson Pickett tried to steal my band. I said, that ain't your band. That's my band, damn it. That's typical, isn't it? And of course, Irma Thomas and the Professionals were killer New Orleans R&B musicians, the best. You know what I mean? As you well know. But tell me a little bit about, you know, songs or bands that you think in some way are appropriate to your start and your era and the time you played at Tony Martz in 65 and then the early years of your big success with Devil with the Blue Dress and all of that.
Well, it's going to be a short story because I honestly believe there was nobody like us. When you look and listen, get a Billboard chart from that time period and look at the songs that were in the top 10 the same time our songs were.
Yes.
And no, there was nobody like us. We were quite individual. I do have a lot of important people, very important musicians, famous ones, and not so famous people. A guy that works in a garage coming up to me and telling me how they had a band and that's the music they were inspired by. So I know it was hitting the music people as well as the public.
Right.
And they did take it as something sort of alone and to itself. I mean, have you ever heard anybody sound like us since we got older and faded from the memory of the current generation? No, you have not. Because, you know, But that doesn't mean they're not getting entertained because they're showing up at our shows. So, you know, they like it.
There were some Miami bands that came up to Tony Martz. You know, Tommy Strand in the Upper Hand, and Wayne Cochran and the CC Riders.
Oh, God, I did a show with him.
That's a good one for you, Mitch. Blue-Eyed Soul. Blue-Eyed Soul.
Well, he was just, he was wild crazy. You know, he was
something. Oh, Wayne Cochran, oh, my God, he was nuts. He was everywhere, right?
Well, those were turbulent times, you know. Everybody was a little bit nuts. You know, we had the peace movement and the hippie movement and the bell-bottom pants and all, everything that went with it.
That's funny. Wayne Cochran and, of course, CC Rider, it comes up because you did that song and he named his band after it. And I can remember all those years at the Rec Bar down in Miami with him playing. And Tommy Strand in the Upper Hand played at Tony Martz about a year or two after you. And Jaco Pastorius, I think, was still playing bass with him at that time, you know. So we are a big part of all of that history. And having you just makes it so, so great. The discography... A little bit more, you know, how it evolved, what it means to you. CC Rider, Jenny Take a Ride was your first hit, and then of course, Devil with the Blue Dress, right after that.
Top 10, and then we had Sock It to Me Baby as well, and coming in very close was Latin Loopy Lou. Which came out about 6 months after the Righteous Brothers had a hit with it, but we went up higher in the charts. We ended up higher in the charts, I think number 13, 14, than the Righteous Brothers did with their songs. So it was, we had a definitive sound, a musical sound.
You had more soul, Mitch. You went higher up in the charts because you had more soul, brother.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I had something going on, a good band, number one, to start with. But we broke up, and they went their own way. They tried to be the Wheels on their own for a while, but with no success. So they formed a group called the Rockets. And the Rockets were a fairly good band because you had... Two of the Wheels in there as musicians, but they had five major releases and they just couldn't crack through. The thing that bothered them was they were opening for really well-named acts and they were doing good, but there was something missing. And I think it was the writing, the songs just weren't right. I'm not sure really what happened. You'd have to ask them why they broke up. But that's what happened, and I went on my way and established a career for myself over in Europe.
Right. They played at Tony Martz, the Rockets. I have them in the scrapbook. Pictures, glossy pictures, and ads from the Atlantic City Press. I'm going to have to go back and look at that now. That's really interesting. Boy, I love talking to you. You have so much. You know, we're just from the same space, man. What about... the European thing, you went over there, and of course, Sock It to Me Baby, that's, we shouldn't skip over that. And I mean, that was Rowan and Martin's laughing, right?
Well, you know, they made a Hasbro Toys made a little Mitch Ryder doll. they did, and at the time I didn't buy one because my wife and I were walking through this department store. We saw the dolls, and I said, no, we don't need those. That's just a bunch of junk we don't want hanging around. And then I later realized what it was. I mean, like in the last 10 years. And I went online and tried to get one, right? And it was like $170 for a Mitch Ryder doll. And they had taken the clothes off of it. So you had like a little naked Mitch Ryder doll. It had been neutered or something because there was nothing on the naked body that could tell you whether it was male or female. So I went through a great period of confusion about my sexuality. And after I straightened that out, I said, wow, please don't do that again. You know,
that was a big, big show, Rowan and Martin's Laugh. And somehow that single of yours, tell us how that spun off. This, the show was happening. They were all saying, sock it to me, baby, up on TV.
Right.
Where do you come in with that, Mitch?
Well, that was in the tail end of an Aretha, another Detroiter, Aretha Franklin. That was what the choir was singing on the very end of Respect. They were going, suck it to me, 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 like that, in harmony. And we're listening to it, and we're saying, yeah, that's a nice phrase. It's a nice catchphrase. Let's write a song about that. And we did, and it was put out. And the truth of the matter is, it sold the most records, even more than Devil. But Devil with the Blue Dress On is the best-known one. And the reason for that is our distributor was Bell Records, Bell Distribution, and the song Devil with a Blue Dress On was a Motown song. So we had two guys every week, as they did back in the old days, going to the radio stations and promoting their records. You know, how they'd come in and hand you every week what they wanted you to play. And so we had not just one distributor doing it, but two. And so it kept the song on the radio a lot longer than normal because you had two big, powerful companies promoting it.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, I think that Aretha was still at Stax when she did Respect and they put that on, or was that Atlantic already? I don't remember.
Thinking it had to be. No, that had to be Atlantic. Yeah,
it was on because we were already right.
But Stax is cool. I recorded at Stax with Booker T and the MGs.
Oh wow! Yeah, we're gonna have Booker T in Atlantic City on the 19th of August.
There you go.
Yeah. But what did you do with him down in Memphis?
We recorded an album called The Detroit Memphis Experiment. Every original member was live at that time. Steve Cropper, you know, who passed last year, or maybe even earlier this year. Duck Dunn, I don't know if Duck's around or not.
No, he's gone. Duck Dunn's gone.
Yeah, Booker's still rolling. You know, it's just, who was, let's see. Yeah, it was cool. It was a cool album, and I had the Memphis Horns there. And, it was cool. It was my choice. That's where Paramount asked me where I wanted to go, and I said, I'll go there.
Well, that was, I guess, in the late 60s, or early 70s.
Yeah, it was in the, I think, 69,
right. Well, let's talk about the European experience, because it's so important, and I say this all the time, much of what I do, because you know I'm in a niche between like the casino lounge thing and the Live Nation thing. We're doing the real deal roots music and all the authentic classic rock, but a lot of those kinds of things have been more promoted, successfully promoted in Europe rather than in the United States. And I think that's, you know, you've been over there a long time doing stuff, haven't you?
Yeah, 48 years in a row. But it was an honest experience. Nobody in my following over there really has ever asked for Devil with a Blue Dress On or Sock It to Me or Jenny or Latin. None of those. They only want to hear the music that they are consuming, that I produce over there. And I've produced 21 CDs over there in Europe, in France, and in Germany. And people in America never really got a chance to hear them because they were never distributed over here very well.
Right. Right.
So, but it's a huge catalog. And you add that
mostly with Roof Records?
No, the last 3 years were with Roof.
Only the last three years.
Okay. I was with Bush Funk before that. And before that, I was with Line. And before that, I was Underground. They're little niche labels, but they have European distribution. And so it was important for me to build that audience. And I did it with blood, sweat, and tears over 40 years, 48 years. So my next album that's finished now is very, very good. And I sent it to a friend of mine, a producer that's done some work with me, Don Was, and he said he really, really liked it a lot. He called it an honest rock and roll album, and it's really great to listen to. I still get a kick out of listening to it, even though I recorded it in February.
Of course.
It'll come out late.
Mitch is talking about Don Was, one of the most famous producers with the Stones and all over the world. And, you know, it's just a friend that he knows. Let me tell you something. I just finished the week with George Porter Jr. I'm going to start the week with you. And you have one thing in common. The musicians love you. All the musicians, when we talk about you, it's the musicians that jump up and say, yeah, Mitch Ryder. I told you this before. The musicians love you, and we love you. We got to go. I'll see you maybe Tuesday night. We'll have some pasta. What do you think?
You got it. Thanks for the talk.
Travel safely. God bless you, my friend. We'll see you in Jersey next week.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you. The great Mitch Ryder. What a great story. 21 albums in Europe that nobody even knows in the United States. I did want to mention, again, I'm not sure how much time we have, but the Circle Liquor Store is using Uber Eats. So you can go to ubereats.app and get deliveries from there. You can go to the Boozy Lifestyles and talk to the wine goddess, make your choices, and call Uber Eats. How much better is that? But they're in Ocean City, Summers Point, Linwood, Margate, and Longport. And Wednesday night, we will be on the boardwalk at Mardi Gras on the boardwalk in Atlantic City with 81-year-old icon, the great Mitch Ryder, and the Tony Mart All-Stars. I could not be prouder. Friday night, the same show on the beach in Summers Point. And why do we do the same show? Because we love the artists, and it's the greatest way to help and support the artists. And in addition to giving you all everything for free and doing so much, 30 shows plus for the community, we take care of the artists. Thank you all so much. We love you. Thanks for your birthday wishes. We'll see you Wednesday night on the boardwalk. Until then, let the good times roll.
The preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents.